I know.
Scary.
I know. You've reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Brianna. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance today?
Yes, I need to get my car towed. Another car hit me.
Okay, so the services is a result of an accident?
Yes.
Okay, all right, no problem. We can definitely get some services set up today. All right, may I have your first name, please?
Patty, P-A-T-T-I.
Last name?
Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z.
All right, and may I have a good contact number just in case we get disconnected?
Yes, 505-639-8355.
Thank you. And would you like to receive our text message with the status of the services today?
Yes, please.
All right, message and data rates may apply. All right, do you have your policy number?
Yes, it's 6452-4633-408. I'm so shaky.
All right. I'm going to repeat it back to you just to make sure it's correct. So that's 6452-4633-408.
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second to pull that up. All right, Damsers. Can you verify the address on your policy for me, please?
2032 Castillo Drive, Southwest. Los Angeles, New Mexico, 87031.
Okay. And what's the year, make, and model of the car you're calling for?
It's a Mazda SUV.
What color?
Tribute, silver.
Silver, okay. Alrighty then. Let's see.
It's a Cheeto right here.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So just ask.
I'm kind of in the street. Yeah, I can't move the car.
Okay, oh, you're kind of in the street. Have the authorities been, have they showed
up
yet?
Yes, the police are currently here, and they asked me if they want to, if they should call a tow or if I could call the insurance.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, let me see here. 1 second. Okay. Has the vehicle been modified in any type of way to fit low to the ground?
Me. What?
Has the vehicle been modified? Oh, has the vehicle been modified?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, this car's honking at me.
Understand. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm guessing it's not able to shift out of park?
The axle is bent bad, I think. I moved it out of the intersection, but I'm still in the corner of it, you know?
Right. Okay.
Oh.
1 second here. Okay, so is the car a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard?
Standard.
Okay. All right, 1 second. So,
it is so cold. I'm freezing. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Okay, he's gone. All right. Do you have the direct location of where you are right now?
I'm in the corner of 57th and Uray. It's O-U-R-A-Y in Albuquerque.
Okay, Albuquerque.
Oh, my gosh. Here comes a truck.
Okay, let me put that address in here. 1 second. 57.
Let me put on the blinkers. There. That's better. I forgot about this.
Okay, so that is... So you say you're right at the intersection?
Yeah. I'm actually on 57th, facing north.
Okay, facing north.
Yes.
All right, let's see. What businesses or establishments that you're nearby?
We're right next to, what's the name of that hospital? VCA Animal Hospital.
Okay. One second.
Oh, he's coming back. Or is he leaving? Oh, he's coming back. It's so cold.
Can I get a phone number from you first?
Yes, it's 505-639-8355. Yes, sir.
Here's the thing, ma'am. When you're turning in front of another car, regardless of that car's coming straight through, they have the right of way. You have to keep a proper lookout. You have to yield to oncoming traffic.
Because I was already turned. But, yeah.
But apparently not reasonable, not in a reasonable way, because if you were turning, say, and that you didn't see another car. But here's the thing, I can't prove the speed of that other car, and it's not to the level where I'm gonna get out here and start measuring things. Okay?
Yeah.
But once that turn's complete, you have to make sure that all four sides of the roadway are clear. You have to. Okay, therefore, that's why I gave her your insurance company and the phone number for Young America, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because she has to call and file a claim. Being that you're at fault, she has to file a claim. She's the one that has to file the claim. Does that make sense? You can call your insurance company, that's fine, but it's going to be her insurance company getting a hold of your insurance company. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Especially when you're making that left turn, I know.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've been guilty of it. Make left out of the left turn, it has to be clear. It doesn't matter if that car's coming 100 miles.
So I won't get any of her information?
You can't, yeah. They'll be probably giving the case number, right?
Oh, okay.
You didn't have to wait till the report's generated. Right. I got to look at the contributing factors. I got to write the report. I got to diagram it. I got to write a narrative on it. So there's a lot going into it. You know what I mean? These are reports that are kind of long, comprehensive reports.
Yeah.
So let me finish the report. You will get a copy of it.
Okay.
You have the case number.
Okay.
Just when you're ready to get it. You know, call. I would give it about, honestly, probably give it about 4 to 5 days before you get that report.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Are you okay here?
I'm on the phone with the tow company with insurance, so they're trying to get a tow truck over here. And then my son-in-law, that's my son-in-law.
You didn't have anybody in the car with you when you met, did you?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, all of us are in the car.
All of you were in the car? Okay, sorry about that. So,
this is Kayla Kaliza.
Nice run. What's your name?
Kayla?
Yes.
K-A-Y-L-A.
Yes.
K-A-Y-L-A?
Yes.
These pens. For that reason.
Underground
you.
It's cold. Yes. It's cold. I'm sorry. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got the address. I was waiting. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so I just need next the address of where the car is being dropped off to.
I live in Los Lunas. I live in Los Lunas, so I don't know where's the closest tow place to put it.
Okay.
Will they tow it to Los Lunas?
The shop or anything is basically up to your discretion on where you want it towed to. Now, since it has been in an accident, I wouldn't advise to tow it to your home. It'll have to be to a repair shop just in case.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I don't know which ones around here, so I mean, if you can tell me where they could put it.
Is the police officer still right there? Could you ask? Would you be able to ask the police officer?
He's talking right now. So.
Okay.
He's telling me where I could tow the car because
I'm gonna. You're going to either take it to a tow company or to your house. What does it do?
He said a tow company, yeah.
You're going to have to make that decision.
Okay.
Since you're talking, it's an owner's request. You'll have to decide whether it's going to go to a... You
Yeah, I tried to move it. I tried to move it in a
body shop.
A
body shop? Because this salvageable, and it
okay.
still drive. Right. Not right now, but I mean,
I know. I hope it's salvageable.
Yeah, so
okay.
You can possibly still drive.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
okay.
No problem. You guys be careful.
All right. Thank you. Okay, he's leaving. He said a body shop room. I don't even know what's around here. I don't know what's around here.
Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't recommend anywhere or anything?
No,
like
he can't
one?
Say. Yeah, he can't say. Let me
okay.
see. My son-in-law just pulled up. I'm going to ask if he knows of one.
Okay.
I'm so cold. Lawrence, is there a body shop or a collision thing around here? Yeah, she says I have to have it towed, but they need an address. All right, thank you. He's going to look. She's going to look at his phone.
Okay. All right, was it a really bad accident?
It hit the front axle, so the kind of bent can't, it's hard to drive, it's like rubbing.
Right. Okay. Is everyone okay?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. It's like 17 degrees out here. It's so cold. That's what he said, it's 17 degrees right now.
Mm.
Yeah, some like freezing. He's on the phone looking, trying to find somewhere. I don't know any area around here. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I know. I'm so shaky. He said it should go to a collision or a body thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a, yeah. He said, he goes, it's salvageable. He says, it's up to you where you want to do it, but it's going to be at your cost. He says,
yeah,
so he,
sure.
I think that's why he says he can't, he can't tell us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Here he comes. At the house, but he said I should take it to a body shop because it's salvageable, instead of paying for more. Right. God, I don't know.
Yeah.
To their brow. Do you know that the because I got a call. Hmm? No, because they want to take it. We don't want a storage. I want to take it to a body shop so they could fix it.
Right.
Yeah.
There's some ramps right up here.
What's that one? Can you call them and ask if we could take our car, the car there? He's going to call this place. Yeah, because
okay.
I don't want it to go to a tow place. It's just going to, he's like they said, it's just going to be a storage.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. He said there's one up the street called the garage.
Okay.
We're going to take you back to the... They already called me, too. That place, yeah. Come on. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay, yeah, I do see here the garage repair shop.
Yeah, I don't, he's calling to see if they'll take the car. I don't know if you have to call and verify it. Yeah.
Right.
But it, you see where it is?
Yeah, I do see where it is, and I have the address, too. So
okay.
Just let me know if they're going to take it or not.
All right.
Yeah, see, it looks like they said it closed at 6 p.m. Okay.
This heater don't feel like it's working, huh? I think because it's not moving. Yeah. We're like jumping in and out of the car because it's so cold. Here he comes. Okay. Okay, so that's fine. Okay. Okay, she has the address. She does have the address. It's Western Trail?
Mm-hmm.
The one's off Western Trail?
Yes.
Okay, she has the address. Okay. Yeah, they said they'll take it.
Okay. All right. Let me put this address in really quick.
Okay. She's going to give them the address. She already looked it up because I said the garage, so she looked it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go sit down.
Okay. All right, so I got you information mapped and located. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and reach out to the service providers. So are you you are leaving the car unattended, or are you waiting, or are you guys waiting until the tow truck
gets there? I'm waiting. Yeah, I would like to wait.
Okay. All right, that's fine, Nia. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and reach out to the service providers and go ahead and get your services set up, okay?
Okay, can you send me a text or something so I know what's going on?
Yes, ma'am. So what's going to happen is...
Because I'm
going to
wait until it comes.
Right. Once I get the services set up and everything confirmed, the towing company will send you a text message with their number, the company name, and about the time frame that they'll be there, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, no problem. All right.
Bye.